Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called The First $100: Why Early Revenue Changes Everything. Now let's dive in. Most entrepreneurs I meet are obsessing over their exit strategy while completely ignoring the most critical milestone they'll ever hit, earning their first $100. Here's why that first Benjamin Franklin will teach you more about business than any MBA program ever could. Let's start with something I call validation over vanity. Research from CB Insights reveals that 42% of startups fail because there's simply no market need for what they're building. Think about that for a moment. Nearly half of all business failures happen because entrepreneurs fall in love with solutions to problems that don't actually exist. Your first $100 is different from a like on social media or an encouraging comment from your mom. It's proof that someone will open their wallet and exchange real money for the value you're creating. That transaction is the difference between having a hobby and having a business. But here's where it gets interesting. That first sale activates what I call the feedback loop. Early revenue doesn't just validate your idea, it creates your first real customer relationship. This person becomes your involuntary product development partner. They'll show you what actually works versus what you thought would work. They'll reveal which features matter and which ones you've been wasting time perfecting. This customer becomes your bridge between assumption and reality. There's also a psychological shift that happens when you earn that first dollar. You stop being someone who talks about starting a business and become someone who owns one. This identity change is profound. It affects how you make decisions, how you prioritize your time, and how you approach challenges. You start thinking like a business owner because you are one. Let me share a story that illustrates this perfectly. I launched my first side hustle selling productivity templates on Etsy. I spent 3 months perfecting designs, creating social media content, building an email list, all the things I thought I was supposed to do. 3 months of work, zero sales, zero validation. Then I stepped back and simplified everything. I created one basic daily planner template and priced it at $5. My first sale came within 48 hours. That buyer messaged me asking if I had a weekly version. I didn't. So I created one over the weekend and sold 12 more that month. That first $5 sale taught me more about building a real business than months of building in stealth mode ever did. Here's what I want you to do this week. Pick one thing you could sell for somewhere between $10 and $100. Don't perfect it. Make it good enough to solve one specific problem for one specific person. List it somewhere people can buy it immediately. Etsy, Gumroad, Facebook Marketplace, or just post it in a relevant online community. Focus on speed to first sale, not perfection. Once you get that first payment notification, you'll understand exactly what I mean about everything changing. Your first $100 isn't really about the money. It's about crossing the bridge from dreaming about entrepreneurship to actually doing it. That bridge changes everything. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.